critical web accessibility tips. Hello and welcome to WebAx episode 24. This is your host, Dennis. Today we're going to talk about the tab index. Why or why not? But first, I'd like to take care of some house cleaning. The first thing is I'm actually going on vacation next week. It'll be my first quote-unquote real vacation in a while, so that'll be nice, but I won't be posting anything for at least 8 or 9 days. The second thing is I received an excellent email last night from a gentleman named Ben in Australia, and I was so pleased by the email I thought I'd share it with you. Hey WebAx, I just wanted to say thanks for the great podcast. Back 6 months ago, I was much more into the general web accessibility jibber-jabber podcasts like BOAG World, but these days I listen to your podcast because I actually get useful stuff out of it. I run my own site, and I know that each podcast I will be able to apply something new to make it more accessible. I wasn't getting that before from other podcasts, which is why I'm compelled to email you and say good job. So, thanks a lot, Ben. I guess that pretty much explains what I was shooting for with this podcast. Practical web accessibility tips. So that's just great. Anyhow, let's move on to the tab index. Now, what is a tab index? That is an attribute that you set inside an HTML tag, usually the input tag. And what it does is it'll tell your browser the order of the elements that are selected when you hit the tab key on your keyboard. Now, this sounds like a great tool to use, especially for guidelines such as the WCAG 9.4 Priority 3, which says, you know, you should create a logical tab order through your links, form controls, and objects. So putting this tab index attribute in all these tags and objects and links would definitely do that. Now, there are some cons. That's obviously the pro. But there are, I believe, more cons that outweigh the pros of setting the tab index, which is why, if you look at any of my sites, I usually don't use it. Now, one con is for those people who use Opera. From what I understand from WebAIM's website is that the tab index can interrupt the way the keyboard accessibility works in the Opera browser. And If for users that have a screen reader, this could just be confusing all in itself, because if the tab orders are different than the actual flow of the content on your page, it's going to be really disorienting for the user. Now, another con to using the tab index is, in my opinion, it's just redundant, and it makes your code just more convoluted and messy. And the reason I say it's not really needed is because nowadays, you know, with separating your style from content, using XHTML and CSS in the best way possible, your content should already be in the proper order. And your link should be in the proper order already. And use CSS to lay that out on the screen. Now, if you do that, your tabs should all be in the correct order. And, you know, use your skip nav link in the very beginning and things like that, and your site should be fine. So in my opinion, and I think WebAIM, that website, will also agree with me that tab index might not be the best way to go. So leave some comments if you agree or disagree, and check out the links on the blog, webax.blogspot.com. And I look forward to hear from you. And thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you later.